across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is Tyler and Crevo. The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
Oh, good morning, Tyler.
Hello. I'm very well, thank you. I woke up in a daze. My alarm went off and I was like, what day is it? Where am I?
I don't know what day it is at this point.
Are you still running on fumes? Are you still jet lagged?
Yes.
Totally.
I did some weird stuff yesterday.
Did ya?
Yeah.
Tell me.
So, we're going to have some dinner with Meg.
Yeah.
Who used to be on the show, obviously.
Yeah.
And we said, yep, let's go. I said, here's the restaurant.
Yep.
We picked the restaurant. You know Lee's Yum Cha?
Yes. Charlestown.
Really good.
Oh my gosh, so good.
Yeah. And she said, oh, what time? This is on message.
Yeah.
I said, oh, check with Emmy. I'll get back to you. Called Emmy. She's like, yeah, let's go 6 o'clock.
Done.
And then I just didn't tell Meg what time. And I'm like, Emmy, come on, we've got to go. This is like 20 to 6 or whatever. Get in the car, we'll drive there.
And poor Meg's still sitting around waiting for a time.
Well, I think she was like busy working or whatever.
Right.
And then I just never told her. And then we got there, almost got there, 5 minutes away. And we were running a bit late. And Emmy's like, just text her and tell her we're running late. I look and open the text stream and I've never told her the time.
Oh, my God.
So, reschedule.
Oh, no. So, you're slowly starting to lose your mind.
Yeah, my brain.
Lack of sleep.
Is melting down.
Away.
Yep.
I mean, the heat doesn't help it either, does it?
Well, I think
that's... totally blame the heat.
Yeah. Or just not enough sleep.
True.
But, hey, we're here. We're ready to go. Today's going to be a great day.
Indeed.
Can feel it in my bones. How are you, Jess?
I'm good.
Yeah, you're ready to take on the day.
Yeah.
I can tell.
Jess, I feel like when you did the weather update just then, you're feeling some sweet relief as soon as this cold weather kicks in tomorrow.
Oh,
would that be correct?
I really need a nap today and bloody 36 degrees. My room is going to be disgusting.
I've already got the togs on. I'm going straight from work to the beach and I'm not leaving.
You know, the way you said, cool change.
Thank God.
There's real emotion
yeah.
in the voice, wasn't there? Oh, fantastic. Hey, we're going to catch up with Jess for a bit of an update on all of the local stories in just a few minutes. First at 5, catch up.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
Now, Jess, tell us, the Knights are boycotting all promotional activities this week. What's happening?
Yeah, so they're joining like a growing list of NRL teams who are all boycotting any promotional activity, any media, any interviews, anything at all to do with the season launch of the NRL over their collective bargaining agreement. So the NRL Players Union, if you will, has been in discussions about this. Apparently players say that the pay is fine. For the men, the pay has actually increased, but they want increased control of retirement, injury and medical funds, and a greater share of club revenue as well. So in protest, they're all boycotting anything to do with the launch of this season.
That's so bizarre. So it's like they're not happy with other avenues and other parts of their job, so they're just going to not do any media.
Yeah, and the NRLW, they have been, you know, trying to get their collective bargaining agreement better for months and months. They still don't have a start date for their season.
Oh,
they don't know how long it's going to go for.
The draw, they don't know how long the draw
yeah,
is going for.
It's ridiculous, really.
That is crazy.
Oh, that's so bizarre.
Because the men's draw came out, oh my goodness, like early December maybe?
Last year, right?
Yeah.
You would think that they would have the women's one sorted out as well.
Exactly.
Oh, that's annoying.
Oh, well, I don't know. Good luck to them. I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
Odd
yeah,
one plus. On that. Interesting bit of news, though. Thank you for that. The other one is in Brankston. They're getting a bunch of money to build stuff, yeah?
Yes, this is really nice. Brankston sometimes is the forgotten little village, sort of at the start of the expressway there in the Lower Hunter. But yesterday, the council received $626,000 for them to do up their main street. So from Church Street to Anvil Creek Bridge, they're going to put in new pathways, greenery, do stuff with the road through there as well, because obviously it used to be once upon a time the freeway before we had the Hunter Expressway.
Yeah,
so,
of course.
Really good news for the town. I mean, it gets busier and busier. We were standing in the main street yesterday and there was so much traffic going through, so be nice to brighten up the main street a little bit.
Now, you were saying in the news before they're getting street furniture. Yeah, I don't know why, but it just pops into my mind, like, they get sofas and ottomans and sideboards, or I'm guessing...
Like a recliner on the side of the street?
Lazy boys everywhere. How good would that be?
That would be so cool.
Iconic.
It's comfier than a, you know, park bench.
I know, right? I think they should definitely do that. I know a good furniture shop. What's the name?
Get some rugs, too.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, that's great news for them, especially to update that whole road section. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for that. Up next, this is an interesting one. So, we all love a snake in the, you know, the wrong situation story.
Oh, do we though?
Yeah.
Do we love the story. We don't love to be involved in it.
This one, in a piece of office furniture.
Oh, nah.
The receptionist discovered it.
Nah.
And loses her small mind. Snake in the printer. And normally I joke around because, like, snakes hanging around places I find kind of fun, especially when it's a python. So I grew up on a farm. There's diamond pythons were everywhere.
You're used to it, right?
Used to it. They're like, and the green tree snakes and stuff.
Yep.
And if it was a python, we'd just, like, relocate it down the road so it didn't eat the baby chickens.
Pick it up with your bare hands?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You just, like, catch it behind the head.
You're basically
thumb in between.
Bear Grylls, aren't you?
No, not at all. Any poisonous snakes, I run like the hills.
100%.
So this poor receptionist at a car dealership, this is just south of Newcastle.
Yeah.
She's there. She's getting ready for the day, like, setting everything up. You know, turns on the computer and goes, oh, printer's a little bit low on paper.
I'll load it up.
Load it up for the day. We've got a lot of invoices and stuff to print off. Anyway, she grabs a big ream of Reflex, rips it open, and, like, pulls open the drawer, and in there...
The paper tray.
The paper tray is a king brown snake.
That's a hard no from me, mate. That's a poisonous one as well, isn't
Real
it?
Real poisonous. Slams the printer drawer shut back again.
I'll be running.
And she can hear it in there, like, hissing and, like, rustling around in the paper and stuff.
Oh, because the printer's warm, right?
That's what would have attracted it 100%. They love a warm, like, little dark confined space.
I feel like I need to lift my feet off the floor just in case there's a snake in here now. It's going to get me.
There could be. You never know.
Could be. I mean, we've seen weirder things in here, haven't we?
We certainly have. Anyway, so the snake's, like, rattling around in the printer.
That printer's got to go in the bin.
Well, they call the, like, snake catcher from down the road, and he turns up, and he has to carry the printer outside the building because he's like, this is a real poisonous one. And
I better not touch it.
He gets the, like, pulls the drawer out, and he's got one of those really long hooks.
Yeah.
And he, of course, grabs it, caught it, everything's all right.
All safe.
Printer's now cursed.
Of course it is. I wouldn't be touching that thing.
They can never use that again.
And have you ever seen a snake poo? What if it poos inside the printer? It's buggered.
I've never seen one.
That's gross.
Is it?
It's, oh my God, it's gross.
Okay, good to know.
But also too, I would love to see the CCTV footage of this poor woman when she like makes her first encounter with the snake.
I'd pay $50.
Me too.
Maybe we pull our funds. Anyone else want in on this?
Yeah.
We'll call up the car dealership and try and get it.
We'll go Harvey's.
Yeah, exactly. So snake in the printer. Look, this time of year, got to be careful with the snakes. They're everywhere.
Oh, absolutely.
If you hear hissing in your printer, don't assume it's broken. Could be a snake.
Could be a snake.
Top tip.
Never know.
That's right.
Now, Crevo, we love a bit of snack chat on this show, don't we?
I'd say we're the home of snack chat.
And fast food chat. Mm-hmm. I just love a bit of junk food.
It's so good. Something about it.
And I mean, like, you can always have a healthy dinner and then you're going to shot your healthy dinner and then you're going to chase it with
something.
A naughty snack.
Exactly.
Always. That's literally, like, how I wrap up my day. Healthy dinner, naughty snack, all of the time, 100% of the time.
What's your go-to? Like, what are you doing? What did you do last night?
Last night, actually, Marcus, my partner, went and purchased, like, a Biscoff brownie from a cafe from around the corner.
So exotic.
Yeah, I know. It was just on the in the fridge yesterday when we got home, and I was like, I'll be having a bit of that. Usually my go-to is, like, a little mini Magnum or, like, a connoisseur or something. Or a packet of chips. I'll go a savoury packet of chips after dinner.
Fancy.
And let me tell you, there are some new packets of chips, new chip flavours that are about to hit the shelves. And I think it's going to blow your mind.
You're going to send Newcastle into a spin is what's happening next.
Totally.
Hold on to your wallets is all I can say.
Now, Crevo, I want to know, what have you got on your 2023 bingo card? What do you think's going to happen? What can you predict for this year?
Oh, God, that's a wild one to throw at me. Geez, I don't even know. You know what I really hope happens?
Mm-hmm.
And I know this is, like, probably not the vibe you're going for here.
What?
I'm done with that war in the Ukraine.
Yeah.
Can I have their country back?
They can go in the bin.
Yeah, done.
Totally. Tell you what's on mine. Subway flavoured maple sub chips.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding. I don't muck around about snacks, Crevo.
Because I really like the Subway maple sub.
Do ya?
I know that that's
you delivered that with such passion. It must really mean a lot to you, the Subway maple sub.
I know that's like a weird match for me because it feels like a non-gourmet food.
It is.
I am about gourmet food, but there's something about it. Toasted cheese.
Is that okay? When you go to Subway, is it the only thing you'll order?
No.
Or is that like a little extra? So if I go to Subway, I'll get like a chicken teriyaki, like salad sub, right?
Okay.
But then on the side, as an extra snack, I'll get a meatball sub with just meatballs and cheese.
What are you talking about?
Because it's just a little extra sub. Just a little thing to snack on later or a little bit of leftover.
Sometimes Marcus
and I will share it.
Do you buy two Subway sandwiches?
It's like going to Macca's and getting chicken nuggets, and of course you're going to get a cheeseburger for later as well, right?
No!
Oh my God, you are doing life wrong!
I didn't realise I was sitting with a double order.
Yeah, oh yeah, I love a double order. Also two Mad Mex hot sauce chippies, Smith's chips as well.
What is going on here?
And some Red Rooster fried chicken burger flavoured chips. Can you believe it?
The world has gone topsy-turvy and I love it.
In the best way possible,
I'm
right?
I'm here for this. Wow.
Yep.
So what else is possible?
Smith's Chips, they've done this huge collab with Subway, Red Rooster and Mad Max, and the chippies are going to be on the shelf. Guess how much they're slinging them for, though?
No idea.
Almost $5.
Oh, potatoes are so expensive.
So expensive.
But
worth it.
Well, yeah.
I'll be buying all three of them. I'm not sure about the Mad Mix.
Yeah.
The hot sauce one could be a bit spicy, but you know what? Do you remember the Samboy tomato flavoured chips?
Yeah, of course.
It'd
classic.
Be like, I feel like it'd be like that, but with a bit of a spice.
Yeah. You know what? They missed a trick, though.
What?
Like Red Rooster's all well and good. Should have done KFC.
Totally.
They. I bet they tried.
And couldn't get it.
And the Red and
the
Rooster
Colonel's
came.
I mean, the Colonel's not going to share those 11 herbs and spices.
Exactly.
So they've got to go the next best thing.
We'll do the chip. We just need your spices. And he's gone, not a chance.
Big fat no from me.
String tie swinging in the breeze.
Can I give you a hot tip?
Yeah.
I discovered this on an Instagram page called The Grocery Geek. This is a page that will tell you all of the new products that are going to hit the shelf. So apparently the Cheesecake Shop have created cheesecake ice cream that's going to hit the shelf
this
soon.
This is wild.
The chippies on the way soon.
This is unbelievable. We will keep you up to date on snacks.
Totally.
That's for sure.
This Instagram page is a godsend.
The Novos are the home of snacks.
The snack kings we are.
Let it be known is all I can say. Hey, switching gears a little bit next because this public pool down in Adelaide, it's just a regular public pool, but they're going in hard with these new swimwear regulations. You want to
like
go
like a uniform.
Like a uniform. You want to go in with your bikini?
Not a chance.
Not happening.
Oh my God.
It's just a regular public pool. The world is melting down.
No-those.
And we're talking about this swimming pool, public pool down in Adelaide, which is sending social media into a bit of a frenzy because they've got some very strict new like rules about what you can wear at the pool.
This annoys me.
It feels like some
I'm back
sort
at
of
school.
Or some message from the 1930s.
Totally.
You know, when you used to have to go to the beach and they wore those like funny. It basically looked like they were slightly tighter clothes with frills. They always had frills on
the
arms.
What are they called?
Swimsuits.
Swimmers.
Yeah, something like that. Something ridiculous. Anyway, they're basically saying if you don't follow these very very strict guidelines, you have to wear a rashy or sun smart top that is non-transparent, board shorts or speedos, or modest swimwear.
So
is
no
being
J-bangers.
Banned. I'm guessing that's the case, yeah. Which just feels weird. It's just a public pool.
It's so bizarre, and it's like, who are you to tell me what I can and can't wear in public?
And in like in a swimming environment,
right?
You want to be able to wear just whatever swimwear you want, and not be sort of bossed around.
But I mean, and also too, from a female's perspective, you've got to like finding swimwear is hard work.
Yeah.
Like if you don't feel comfortable in a certain piece of swimwear, and then you're being told to wear that,
odd.
It feels like I'm not going to go there because I don't want to be told what to wear.
If you have a private pool, you can do whatever you want with the rules.
I'd be nude.
Well, go for your life. It's your pool, right?
Right.
But if you have, if it's a public pool owned by the people, essentially, yeah, we pay for it, then the, as
the
long,
people get to choose what to
long,
wear.
Exactly. As long as you're not breaking the law,
yeah,
like not, you know, showing your bits or whatever.
Don't show up nude. Don't show up nude.
Exactly.
Do that in your own pool.
Then you should be able to swim there. This is very strange.
It's a bit gross.
I don't know. And if they did that in any pools around Newcastle, like the, I don't know, the local one in Mayfield or whatever.
Oh, I'd be gone mad.
It'd be an uproar.
I'd be writing letters.
Yeah,
I'd
definitely
be a Karen for sure.
I mean, well, here we are talking about one down in Adelaide.
I'll
of
write
all
a
places.
Letter to them as
Do
well.
Do it. Get on it
I
quickly. Because
yep.
this cannot stand.
It's
That's
gross.
What I'm saying. Exactly.
New FM is local as, and you're waking up with Tyler and Crevo. And others. New FM.
And a good morning to you if you're just joining the show. And good morning to our producer, DJ Mike. Oh, he's off busy doing something.
Yeah, he's busy.
Yeah, you can feel that in spirit. That's the main thing. Hey, up next we are playing Three of a Kind. This is fantastic. It's our new game.
Simple game.
Yeah, it's very easy. You've just got three things and you got to figure out what the theme is between them.
Yes.
And your name is your buzzer. You're playing against another listener. And the winner today gets $50 worth of free petrol.
So good. Should we have a little go now?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
Give me an example.
All right. Crunchy, Twix, Snickers.
Crevo.
Go. What is it?
Chocolate bars.
Easy.
Couldn't be simpler.
Fuel's yours if you get two more of those.
Exactly right. So we need a couple of players here. 4967-4105. If you want to win some free petrol, you hear how easy it is. You just got to pick
easy.
Out the theme and be faster than the other person.
Yeah.
4967-4105. If you want to play our new game, Three of a Kind, and win yourself some free petrol to start your Wednesday, this is your chance. As you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo, time for our new game, Three of a Kind.
1, 2, 3.
With Tyler and Crevo on New FM. This is the Novos, Three of a Kind.
We say three things. You've got to figure out what the theme is. You get it in first with your name as your buzzer. You get a point. It's that easy. First to two, best of three.
Yep.
Let's meet our contestants, shall we?
Our runner-up from yesterday is Trish in Rutherford. Hi, Trish.
Hi, how are you guys?
I'm good. We're well, thank you. Are you feeling sprightly this morning? Are you feeling quick off the mark this morning, Trish, to win today?
Yeah, hopefully, yes.
Okay, and good.
Before we start,
yeah,
them scallops are up at Rutherford McDonald's.
Oh, the Macca's scallops, yeah, because yesterday on the show we were struggling to find them, weren't we, Trish?
Yeah, yeah, well, I rang them up last night and they've got them up there.
Have you tried them?
No.
No.
Okay.
The daughter was supposed to get me some last night, she forgot them, so yeah.
How rude.
What a pay.
Well, thanks for putting the work in for us, Trish. Thanks for making some calls. I appreciate that.
All good.
All good. All right, fantastic. Let's also meet Susan. How are you today?
I'm excellent. How are you guys?
Oh, fantastic.
Never better.
It's a great day. Are you feeling confident?
Always, Crevo, always.
I love it. I love your attitude. A go-getter. Okay. Let's do this thing. We've got three things to say. You've got to figure out what the theme is. Name is your buzzer. First to two, best of three. Beaumont, King, Derby.
Susan.
Ooh, Susan, have a go.
Newcastle Street names.
That is correct, 100%. Well done. One on the board. Next one. Siamese, Ragdoll, Hairless.
Susan.
Oh, yes.
Susan again. Oh, that was Susan.
Susan, go.
Yep, Breeds of Cats.
That is correct. Well done. You're our winner. $50 worth of fuel, all yours.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Trish is our runner-up. Can we get you back tomorrow?
Yes, please.
Okay,
awesome.
You've got it. It's all yours. We'll get you back on for another crack, eh? Simple as that.
Now, up next, Crevo, I'm going to get on my high horse for a bit and have a bit of a, not a whinge, but this is more of a PSA to maybe potentially the men of Newcastle.
Really?
I had an experience at the car wash yesterday that made me feel very small.
Well, that shouldn't happen.
No.
Our fair city.
I'm just going to fill you in on what happened and maybe fill a lot of people in on maybe what not to do at the car wash.
Okay.
Novos.
Yeah, I did. I took our transporter van to the hand car wash there in Newcastle West.
Yeah, I know the one, yeah.
And it's quite big, so you can't just drive it into the drive-thru one and it washes it for you. So I took it into the one where you got to get out and wash the car properly, right?
The little bays, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm there minding my own business about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm thinking it's probably not going to be that busy, right? Yeah. Anyway, I'm there washing the car and then some bloke pulls up behind me and instantly gets out of his big four-wheel drive and stands there with his arms crossed just watching me, eyeballing me.
That's creepy.
And it was weird and I'm thinking, all right, I felt uncomfortable, but I was like, I'm not going to let this bloke get to me. Like, what's he doing, for one? But also, why is he doing that? Why is he not just waiting in his car until I'm done so then he can drive in? It was just weird that he got out of his car to stand there and eyeball me, right?
If I had to wait for that car wash, you want to be in your car, music on.
Do you know what I did? I was waiting for the girl in front of me to finish. I had a book sitting on the passenger seat, turned the car off, read a chapter.
Why not?
Not bothered.
Yeah, you come to the car wash. You can't always expect to be first in everything. That's how queues work.
Right. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so then I'm a strong, independent woman who will not be let felt this way, right?
Mm.
I'm like, I'm feeling uncomfortable, but it's all good. I'm here to wash the car and then I'll go about my own business. And then he starts huffing and puffing and pacing.
Weird.
Like, while odd still behavior. Watching me wash the car. Anyway, this keeps going and I'm like, whatever, it's all good. I'll just keep scrubbing my rims. It's fine.
Scrubbing your rim out.
And then all of a sudden goes, you know you're not going to be able to wash that big car all by yourself. You're too small. Just hurry up.
That's okay. That's a combination of rude and awful in one.
And I don't know if, like, he thought that a car wash was like a men's domain where it's like, you shouldn't be here washing your big van. My four-wheel drive's dirty. Get out of the way. What? Type vibe. That's what I got from him.
Ugh, what the hell is wrong with people?
And I feel like by me sharing this, this is what not to do at any venue where a woman might feel a little bit intimidated, right? I've got a big car. I've got to wash that thing all by myself. I can't even reach the roof of this thing. It's so big.
Yeah.
I don't need you standing there telling me that I'm too small to wash my own car.
That's
piss off.
Yeah, what a crap situation.
And it just, like, in the end, I ended up standing there and said to him, okay, but the more you stand there and watch me and huff and puff, the longer I'm going to take. So do you know what I did? I put the foaming brush down, I put the high-pressure hose down, got my phone out and just went for a bit of a scroll on Facebook.
Yeah, good.
In the middle of washing my car was covered in suds, and he had to stand there and watch me have a little scroll on Facebook to see what Mum and Dad were up to.
A question just briefly. Yeah. Was there anyone else there?
It was starting to get quite busy, but I don't think anyone else heard the exchange.
Yeah, right.
But, I mean, it was fine. I felt uncomfortable, but I feel like I still got him.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
And I made him wait. And then when I got in the car, when he thought I was done, sat there for a bit longer too.
Yeah,
finished reading my chapter. Because I thought, at what point do you think that's a normal thing to say? Not only to a woman, but to anyone.
So inappropriate and so, like, stuck in the past.
Right.
The fact that he thought it was okay to try and bully you out of the way.
Literally. That's what it was.
Is really poor behaviour.
Any man listening at this point, if you feel like you're irritated by someone, anyone, going about their own business to the point where you feel the need to say something, just don't.
Well, here's the other side of it as well. If you're a lady who hears something like that, good on you for saying something.
Yes, totally. And back yourself.
Back yourself, but also, like, obviously be careful.
Yeah.
Because, you know, some people, if they're that rude, can also be irrational.
Yeah.
But what an awful thing. It sucks that you had to go through that.
Yeah, and I mean, I felt a bit disheartened afterwards, but then in the end I was like, I still got you. You're an idiot.
I feel like you actually won because you spent a bit more time.
I wasted my time to waste his.
Was worth it.
It was very petty, but it felt good.
Yeah, good stuff. Well, I'm glad you're okay from it, because that sucks.
This is Tyler and Crevo. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
All right, bit of a dilemma here that's come up online. Basically, this person is in this, like, housemates sharing Facebook group.
Yep.
So they've said, look, I need some help here. I'm the head tenant of a 5-bedroom house and I sublet 4 of the other bedrooms to, like, other people.
So does that mean that the rent is in his name and he just lets other people, like, lease the rooms, kind of?
Essentially, yep. Right. Yep. So the money, he has to pay it every week,
yep.
But he gets all the money in from the housemates.
Sure.
Now, the lease is coming to the end, so he has to re-sign.
Mm-hmm.
All the other tenants want to get onto the lease.
Right.
But he's got this problem. Like, that's normal.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a problem. he hasn't been up front with what the true rent is. And he's actually been living for free by collecting, like, a bit more from every person.
So everyone else in the house has been covering his rent, essentially?
All of it. That's right.
Oh, my God.
So he's been living for free. And he's like, how do I navigate this situation? You know, do I tell them, blah, blah, blah? Now, this is the question. This is the divide and the debate here.
Yeah.
And I'll get your thoughts on it first,
okay,
Tyler.
Okay, yep.
Do you think this is entrepreneurial or evil?
Oh, I think it's evil. I just don't think it doesn't sit morally with me. On one hand, if I had come up with that idea, fantastic, amazing. I'm an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
But if I was on the receiving end of that...
You'd feel cheated?
Absolutely. That is evil.
Okay, so you're saying evil.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's
naughty.
The slight problem is that he's not been up front.
Yeah, he's hidden that from
He's
them.
Hidden it, but at the same time, to live for free Sydney.
It's so smart.
To live for free in Sydney? Are you kidding me? That is entrepreneurial. I mean, they've basically made themselves a landlord without all the responsibilities of paying
landlord.
Of taxes and stuff.
Totally.
I'm going to say entrepreneurial. And this is where we'd like, you know, we've got to fix it, like sort this out, I guess.
Yeah.
4967-4105. Are you team Tyler?
It's evil.
It's evil. Or are you team Crevo? This is entrepreneurial and actually genius.
Of course, everyone that participates in the show this week goes into the draw to win an escape for two people to the Crown Plaza in Hunter Valley. We'll draw that on Friday as well. So all you got to do is share your thoughts on this. Do you think it's smart or do you think it's evil?
Yeah, that's right. 4967-4105. Team Tyler, evil, or team Crevo, smart? Is it, I guess, entrepreneurial or is it evil to charge your housemates extra without them knowing and then get yourself free rent? That's essentially what was happening with this person in Sydney. Got them in one by one. Yeah, your room's like 200, mate, a week. Collects all the money and then doesn't have to pay rent.
It's evil.
You're saying it's evil.
Yeah.
I'm saying it's entrepreneurial. Few messages on Instagram and more probably towards your side of things, I think.
Yeah.
Chloe has said, I tell you what, you come clean and pay them back the money you swindled from them because this is straight up a scam.
I completely agree, but that is huge to expect him to pay it all back.
Well, yeah, it's all probably spent.
It's gone, yeah.
Unless he's big saver and buy himself his own house with his money.
I mean, that's entrepreneurial there.
Well, it is. And then Steve said, this is what happens when somebody has a landlord personality but was born in a generation that was locked out of the housing market, which is pretty funny.
So true, though.
Funny indeed. And this is, I guess, the question we're asking on 4967-4105. Entrepreneurial, Team Crevo, evil, Team Tyler.
We've got Robbie in Charlestown on the phone. Hi, Robbie.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Very well. Now, do you think this is evil? Do you think it's entrepreneurial?
Very clever, but what an arsehole.
I agree.
Yeah.
Totally.
You're conflicted, though, aren't you, Robbie?
Oh, yeah.
I'm with you, Robbie. I feel like it is such a smart idea. It's cheeky. It's naughty. But still, to be on the receiving end of that, to be living with a bloke that's not paying any of the rent
any
to
rent.
Be in the house.
Yeah, even not charge him as much and just pay $50 a week rent.
That would sit better with me than paying nothing. Yeah, you're right. Totally. Yeah.
I mean, look, so what I used to do, because I used to be when I moved around a lot with radio and stuff, I always rent a house and then find someone.
Yeah.
But I'd always charge them like $20 a week more because I had all the responsibility. But I'd tell them.
But they would know about it, right?
Yeah,
because
I'd be like,
you've got the responsibility of doing all the admin for the house, so you should be paid a little bit more.
A little bit. And I'd like get the better room and stuff.
Of course.
But to live rent-free.
That's naughty.
I think a lot of people are saying all these like negative comments. They're probably just jealous they didn't think of it.
Totally. I mean, good luck to him. I hope he sorts his shit out before he has to go and sign on a new lease with all these new tenants. I don't think his housemates are going to be very happy.
No.
I think they'll be out of the house very quick smart. But
I mean, it's going to break it up.
I mean,
sure.
That's probably going to do him a favour because he can do it all over again with new tenants.
Just get freshies in.
Smart man.
I guess.
Good luck to him. Hey, up next, what's the goss? Do you remember Angry Dad?
Vaguely, yeah.
So his son is kind of like a bit of an influencer now. His name's Mitch Orville.
Yeah, yeah.
He's made a very odd request of his Instagram followers that I'm going to fill you in on next.
The Novos with Tyler and Prevo.
The hottest music.
TikTok, turn it up.
It's my favorite.
What's the goss?
So, Krupa, I don't know if you'll remember, but a couple of years ago, there was this, like, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook sensation called Angry Dad.
Vaguely, yeah.
Where it was basically his kids would set up pranks scare him and he'd lose his mind.
Oh, I do remember this guy, sort of a bit, it was, like, a bit overweight.
Yeah,
and, like,
big angry guy.
Yeah.
So his kids basically are now influencers.
Well, they've made themselves rich off this.
Totally, yeah. And so now he's one of his sons, Mitchell, he's a bit of a weirdo, but like he's got jumped on his Instagram story and said, I wasn't going to say anything and I'm really stumped for ideas on this and I'm going to have to ask you, my followers, because the internet is giving me nothing. I want to know why I keep having wet dreams.
What?
He said he's had 4 wet dreams in the last 3 weeks. He said he hasn't had a wet dream since he was 15 years old. He said he had one.
How old is
he? He's like my age, like 30s.
What the hell?
And all of a sudden, in the last 3 weeks, he's had 4 wet dreams. He's got kids, so he's like, I'm going to have to start wearing my kids' nappies to bed because I keep waking up. And he goes, and to be clear, I'm not wetting the bed. I'm having wet dreams.
That's bizarre.
This is the junk coming out of the junk.
Well, yeah, I know what they are.
Yeah.
It's just like to... At his age, that shouldn't be happening.
No.
I think it's a medical problem.
And so his followers actually came through with the goods saying, have you actually looked at what the powers of the opal crystal that you're wearing on your neck have?
What?
Have you looked into your opal necklace? Not sure how long you've been wearing it for, but it is for emotions and freedom. The powers of an opal have been associated with the sacral chakra. And it deals with the imbalances of which can cause problems with addictions. It can also help moderate and harmonize sexual desires.
I'm calling a bunch of BS.
I'll
tell you what.
European cultures have long believed opal is a symbol of hope, purity, and truth. They reckon that the crystal, the opal that he's wearing on his chest, is giving him wet dreams.
I'm going to say that's wrong because I think a lot of people out at Lightning Ridge would know about this by now. If I've learned anything, it'd be that.
Can we put it to the test? Can I buy you an opal necklace?
You can try.
Can you report back in a week and see how many you have?
It'll be zero. I'll tell you right now, that guy's just an oddball. There's something wrong with him medically.
Think?
Definitely. Definitely. Because there's all those gruff, like, rough opal hunters, you know, that...
Yeah, true.
I'm sure there's some, like, Australian TV show about
them. There is called Opal Hunters. Like, Aussie Gold Hunters, there's Aussie Opal Hunters as well.
There
they
is.
Get out there with their metal detectors.
Which is weird, because opal isn't metal.
Well, true. They're just trying to chase a wet dream. That's all they're after.
That's all they want. You're waking up with the Novos.
Novos.
The Novos. Yeah, so we're asking on 4967 4105, is it right or wrong to dock your pay for being on your phone on the job? There's a student in Melbourne had $300 docked from his pay because he spent 5 hours on the phone. When he questioned it, his boss was like, well, I've got footage of you for 5 whole hours on your phone. You're not getting paid for it.
I think the boss took the wrong... You can't just cut someone's pay right off at the leg straight away.
I totally think you can.
No, you got to give them a warning or give them the boot or whatever. You don't just take their money. I think it's illegal. My thoughts.
Yeah, it probably is. But, I mean, it's sending a strong message.
I hear what you're saying.
We have a poll up on our Instagram at the Novos _. 56% of votes are saying yes, it's totally fine to dock your pay if they're on the phone.
So, okay, all right. More people on your side at the moment.
A lot of people are messaging in as well.
Yeah.
Sarah has said, this depends on how long you're on your phone for. That doesn't look professional, so some disciplinary action is required. It raises the question, though, of docking pay for smoke breaks.
Well, hey.
Which is something that she's on board with, so...
Interesting. Okay, let's go to the phones, though. Tracy's up first. How's Beresfield this morning?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
As per use.
Great part of the world. Awesome.
Awesome.
Let's get into this. What are your thoughts? Do you think it's right or wrong to dock someone's pay for being on their phone?
Oh, hell yes. Krivo, you are mad, dude.
You're Team Tyler this morning, Trace?
I am definitely Team Tyler.
Tell me your thoughts.
Disrespectful. It's so disrespectful.
Mm.
Do you...
Not only to the business owner, to the patron that they're serving.
That's true. Do you work with people that are, like, always on their phones?
I have done in the past. I looked after quite a few teenage apprentices mm-hmm. and drove me absolutely batshit.
It is very annoying because you're trying to teach them something.
And they're not paying attention.
Not concentrating.
Exactly. That's exactly it.
Yeah, nothing worse than people like not concentrating on the job. That's what I always say.
100% of the votes, Creebo, were against you. They think it's totally fine to dock someone's pay if they're on their phone. Adrian has messaged us on Instagram as well saying, hell to the yes. Having worked in hospitality and currently working in retail, the adage goes, if you've got time to lean, you've got time to clean, which is something that was ingrained into me as a young hospo worker. Mm. There's always something to do.
That is true. But hey, I guess that's... People are more on your side.
Totally.
It's okay to cut the pay. Watch out, workers of Newcastle.
Don't touch your phone. You'll lose your money and potentially your job as well now.
Exactly. Tyler's got anything to do with it.
Oh, yeah.
Up next, switching gears a little bit, because one of the great things about the holiday I just took was the food in Italy.
Oh.
The Italians, they love their food. A few things I noticed, a little bit weird though.
Okay.
So I've got my little quirky observations about the food in Italy up next. Some stuff's quite funny. Waking up with the Novos.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is Tyler and Crevo. The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
So, Crevo, there's this new story coming out of Melbourne, right, where this bartender is complaining that his pay got docked by 5 hours on a public holiday because he was on his phone for 5 hours in total of his shift. It was 8-hour shift. He was on his phone for 5 hours.
Ooh, now, wow. I mean, that's a long time to be playing on your phone.
Must not have been a busy bar.
Well, that's that too. But I don't think you're allowed to dock people's pay.
You don't?
I think you could give them a warning or say, don't be on your phone so much.
What if the rule is no phones behind the bar, no phones while you're at work? What if that's already a rule in place?
You still can't just cut people's pay off like that.
I totally think you can. I mean, I've worked in hospo and I've worked with these young kids who don't put their phone is attached to them at all times. Like, sometimes they'll have their phone in their hand while they're serving a beer or serving food.
I don't think that's right.
It's unnecessary.
But I don't think you can just cut someone's pay like that. I think it's like, it feels against some sort of rules.
I think you could totally do it. It's sending a very strong message to staff being like, if we catch you. And the thing is, this guy's complaining about not like having so much money, nearly $300 worth of cash deducted from his pay because he was on his phone. But his boss has come out and said, well, there's CCTV footage of you. I have footage of you not doing the work. Why would I pay you for not doing the work?
I think you can just fire them if you want.
You could. I don't think he's going to go back to work now anyway.
Yeah.
But here's what I want to do. 4967-4105. Is it right or wrong to dock someone's pay if they're on their phone on the job?
You can't cut the pay. I'm saying wrong. You can give them a warning.
Totally,
you can't
do it.
Wrong.
Everyone that joins the show this morning goes into the draw to win an escape for two people to the Crown Plaza at Hunter Valley. So join the show, 4967-4105, or head to our Instagram, thenovos_. We've got a poll up there. The vote's pretty tight on the poll, but I'll reveal the results next.
It's time to, I guess, talk a little bit about Italian food.
Oh, I love Italian food.
There's something so good about it. And, of course, when we're in Italy, the food was amazing. But there's some stuff that I noticed a little bit unusual or unexpected, if
okay,
you will.
Okay, like what?
Of course, the pizza is everywhere.
It's
and
amazing.
You think, oh, it can't be in every restaurant. Well, it can. It's actually just in every restaurant.
Like even pubs and stuff?
Yeah, everywhere you go. And then what's interesting about it is, you don't like order a pizza for the table. It's like everybody has their own personal large pizza.
Oh, you eat your own one. So it's not like a share situation.
There's no one shares their pizza and they don't cut it up either. Like there's no, you know, you have the little roller cutter thing.
The slicer, yeah.
Yeah, no pizza is cut.
So it just comes in a big slab.
One big circle of pizza.
What?
And you're cutting your own like weird wedges and bits off and stuff. It's odd and unexpected.
I've never noticed that before.
Yeah, yeah, very, very interesting. The other thing that caught my eye about it is, like, when you get a salad, because that's a big thing, like salad with pasta, with pizza, yep. Everything's got salad with it. None of it has dressing.
Just plain.
It's just, I don't know about you, I don't like going in dry.
Neither.
You know, I like it. I don't want
bit
that.
Bit of lubricant.
Exactly.
We need that.
And then I was like, why is this happening? What it is actually on the table, they put like balsamic vinegar and olive oil.
And olive oil, so you dress it yourself.
It's make your own. I feel like I'm in a Bunnings situation. If I wanted to do DIY, I would have stayed at home.
Yeah.
It's a bit odd, but and that's how they do it.
What are you tipping them for? Because you're doing all the hard yakka.
I'm doing the lifting here.
Totally.
And I like if I want to make a olive oil and balsamic dressing, I want to mix it a little bit first, like whisk it in a bowl to make it, like, emulsify it a bit.
You
can't
don't
do that.
Yeah, you don't want to just whack it on the salad.
Anyway, that's what they do. The other interesting thing is how they treat wine. They love their wine, mm-hmm. right? But the way they measure it, and when you order it, it's by the litre.
That's a lot.
Or half litre if you want a small amount of wine.
Because what's an average bottle of wine here?
750 mil.
Okay, so half a litre's
the small amount, right?
About but right.
Everything's measured by the litre. And the thing is with things you measure by the litre is you lose track of how much you've got.
Yeah.
Right? Think about this for a moment. Right, you buy milk. What do you buy, 1 or 2 litre?
1 litre.
Okay. Do you know how much milk you got at the moment?
Couldn't
exactly.
Couldn't tell you.
No idea. You lose track of things. How about petrol? How much petrol you got in your car?
Couldn't tell you.
Couldn't tell you.
Nah.
And that's the trick. That's how they get you. Because you go, I'll just get another litre. And then how much wine we got left? I don't know.
Oh, so they don't leave it on the table for
it
you.
Comes
they
out in a big jug.
Oh, my God.
Like a big pitcher. Like you're doing cocktails or something.
Like when you order a cocktail jug at the pub down the road at the Stag.
How many litres of wine you got? I
don't
know.
Couldn't tell you.
Couldn't tell you how much is left either. So, of course, by the end, you've drunk so much wine, you have no idea what's happening. And then, like...
You can't drive home.
You can't drive home. And then comes the bill and who cares because you
can barely walk home at this point.
You've just drunk litres of wine. They really have cracked food. That's what I'm saying.
They're so smart, aren't they?
Dry salad's a bit weird, but other than that, awesome.
10 out of 10.
Definitely. You're waking up with the Novos. Tyler and Crevo. So last night went out for dinner, and then afterwards it was probably like, it was pretty early, so maybe 7 o'clock or 10 past, and we're like, don't have any washing up to do or anything. Let's just pop into Bunnings.
What time does Bunnings shut?
Like 9.
Jeez, that's late.
Well, tradies got to pick up stuff after jobs and whatever, I guess.
Yeah, but, I suppose.
And it's just so light outside. It felt like 2 in the afternoon.
That's very true.
So we get in there. Something about Bunnings at night. Bunnings knows how to get you.
Do they?
Like, we went in with just wanting, like, 2 things.
Did they get you big?
They got us big. Oh, my God.
Unlucky.
All right. We'll fill you in on all the details. Bunnings at night. Something about it after this as you wake up with the Novos.
Novos.
The Novos.
Oh, so after dinner last night, went out for dinner, and then it was, like, so light outside that we just were like, let's just pop into Bunnings and just have a little look around.
Side note, it's so light outside at my bedtime at 8:30.
Yeah, oh, that's the thing. There's something about it, you know. And Bunnings, right, when you get in there, Bunnings at night.
They get you, do they?
It gets you even worse, I think, because everyone goes, oh, you go to Bunnings, you buy something extra, right?
Yeah.
But Bunnings at night, it's a different vibe and energy.
Describe the vibe to me.
So it's you feel like you're doing something almost naughty. Because you've gone in, feels like after hours.
Right.
But it's still not. Anyway, we went in just wanting a couple of little things. So a few things for the garden and then a few things to hang some pictures. Just wanted little hook things.
Yeah, okay.
This is what we walked out with.
Oh, my God.
So we ended up, we started with a basket, ended up with a trolley. Bad sign. We ended up getting fishing line because I thought, oh, we probably need something to hold the pictures up.
Sure.
I'm sure I've got fishing line at home. Don't know where it is.
Better get some just in case.
Got the hooks. Then we ended up buying 2 new hinges for the gate. Now, I'm not going to change those, but we've got them now.
Just in case.
Just in case. 12 different plants, including veggies, which it may be too late in the season for. Fertilizer. Then 2 bales of straw. A roll of duct tape. Don't even know what that's for. and four of those little, do you know those little dehumidifier boxes that have like the silicon beads and then that somehow uses like black magic to suck the water through the paper layer and get into the box? How does that even work?
It mystifies.
Yeah, they're like a plastic container, like a Tupperware looking thing.
Yeah.
And then there's this like layer of silicon beads.
So it like draws the moisture out of the air.
But it gets it through this paper layer.
That's weird.
I don't know how
it
happens.
But then how does the water not come back through the paper layer?
Well, it's magic. That's the only explanation. Anyway, we ended up with four of them.
Oh, my God.
Which we didn't, had no intention. Bunnings knows how to get you. And at night, be extra careful.
Okay,
because if you
know.
Go there at night, they'll sting you for even more.
Well, it's funny because I feel like you went in there with a budget about spending about $20, right?
So I thought maybe 30.
How much did you end up spending?
160.
Jesus. And also, too, do you plan on building a whole veggie patch?
Well, that's the thing. Oh, I didn't when I went in there.
Now you do.
I am now. So that's the next week of work.
They got ya.
They got me. Got to be so careful. But also, Bunnings, if they're a sponsor at the moment, what a fantastic store you've got.
Absolutely. The best store ever.
Obviously, how much money I'm spending there. Yeah. Couldn't be any better.
You're basically sponsoring Bunnings now.
I know. I feel like I should be
keeping
getting
them running.
A little gift card or something.
Absolutely.
Hook us up, yeah?
I love that. Now, up next, Crevo. Of course, we had to get our mugs shot. For this new show late
That's
last
right.
year.
New photos.
Tess, our photographer, she was an absolute legend. We're going to get her on the show because I feel like she's got a few little bits and pieces, a few details to expose us on, I feel.
Exactly. We had this whole photo shoot thing and you're going to hear all of the details of how it went down in just a few minutes. Let's chat to our photographer.
Yeah, and of course, all of the amazing photos that you see of Crevo and I on our website and our new FM Facebook page are all thanks to our wonderful photographer, Tess. Tess does an amazing job. We had the best time with her late last year. Her website, tessdoes.com. I'm just looking at some of them now. She's so bloody good. And she joins us on the phone right now as well. Hi, Tess.
Hi, how are you going?
Very well, thank you. Yourself?
Oh, you know, beautiful day, just had a swim, life's good.
Oh, you are living your best life.
I fully am.
I just wanted to say before we get into things, I'm usually so uncomfortable with this type of thing and you just made it like really easy and like relaxing through the whole process. So thank you for that.
No worries. You didn't see.
Oh, no. We've got a bit of a dodgy line there.
Yeah, I'm going to keep my jacket on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, I did, that's the thing. I feel uncomfortable. I had this jacket that I brought in. I was like, oh, this, I think it looks pretty good. I'm not even taking this thing off.
Good, to be fair.
I'm not taking this thing off. Call it diva behavior, if you will.
Yeah, the photos did turn out amazing. But Tess, I will say, do you think we were a little bit diva-ish? I mean, I only have one good side to photograph. So, I mean, that was just setting you off on the wrong foot from the get-go, right?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, look, I've worked with harder clients. You guys are not the worst case scenario I've had, I'll be honest.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Now, aside from, like, photographing, you know, just like what we do.
Our ugly heads.
Yeah, our mugs. What sort of stuff do you usually focus on or what kind of clients do you work with?
Do I get? I get a lot of businesses wanting to, like, rebrand or event stuff. And then I have personal work as well, so I've got an exhibition coming up this year.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty rad.
When's that happening? Tell us all about it.
Well, look, I've got to lock in a date.
Okay.
You know, not my best part, but I've done most of the work. It's going to be about family and it's called Blessings of a Broken Home, you know.
That's wow. nice. That's awesome.
So, yeah, I've obviously, like, keep an eye on your website, which that'll have the information once that's sort of up and ready.
We really
look forward to that. That's great.
Yeah, yeah, I'll get you guys a special invite.
Thank you so much.
Really play into the diva behaviour.
Yeah, I can totally play into that. I'm not a diva, but I can act like one.
Look, I actually don't think you guys are diva.
Yeah, we had so much fun. I also want to point out, Tess is a great food photographer as well, so any small businesses, any cafes needing to spruce up their website, Tess is your girl. Head to her website, tessdoes.com. Tess, you're an absolute legend. And hopefully we'll see you at the end of this year again when we update our mugshots again.
Oh, I love that you're calling them mugshots.
That's totally what they are. We have faces for radio doll. That's exactly what they are.
Let's face facts. And I can't wait to see your exhibition. That's going to be brilliant. We look forward to catching up then.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure.
What a fantastic lady she is.
She's an absolute legend.
If you're considering getting, your business updated, spruced up, website stuff, social stuff, she is the go-to lady.
She is your gal. Testdoes.com. Head to the website. You'll see all of her work there. It speaks for itself. It's amazing.
So when I was just the last couple of days of the break, in this little antique shop. This is in Rome, just before we flew out.
Oh, yeah, when you're still on holiday.
Still on holiday. And went in, I was just looking through, bits and pieces. I like to look at antiques. It's
loves
my
an
hobby.
Antique.
Yeah. Anyway, as I'm just about to walk out, I hear this voice who says, "Are you from Mayfield?"
No way. In Rome.
In Rome.
On the other side of the world.
"Are you from Mayfield?" And I was like, "Yeah." And I look around, and it's this couple who I see at the dog park every few days.
Are you?
With their chocolate Labrador.
Joking. Of all the places to run into them, not Mayfield Woolies.
No. Nah.
Not Mayfield Maccas.
No. Nah.
Rome.
In Rome.
On the other side of the world.
And I was like, oh my God. Because at first, when you're in a different place like that, your head just does it glitches.
Yeah, right? You're not expecting to run into people that you know.
From Mayfield. Like, I didn't. I don't know them that well, but we just, we just run into each other and have a chat,
But, now that you've had this exchange on the other side of the world, you guys are going to be best friends.
I think we will. Like, next time I see them, they're a lovely couple. I don't even know their names. They don't know my name. We just know each other's faces. Yeah, and our dogs, run around together and have a good time.
That is hilarious.
Bizarre, right? This is what I wanted to do here. 4967-4105. Who did you bump into on holiday?
It would happen more often than you think.
It doesn't have to be overseas.
But anywhere.
Just somebody you know in a different place, unexpected like that. Would love to hear your stories. 4967-4105.
And, of course, everyone that participates in the show this week goes into the draw to win an escape for two to the Crown Plaza in the Hunter Valley. How nice would that be after the school holidays have wrapped up?
Oh, awesome.
Kick the kids out. See you later. Get your own babysitter. We're going on a holiday.
Who did you bump into on holiday? We'd love to hear about your stories. 4967-4105. We'll get them on the air next as you wake up with the Novos.
The Novos.
Who did you bump into on holiday? This is because when I was in Rome, walked out of an antique shop and somebody said, "Are you from Mayfield?"
Oh, my God. I can't believe that.
You could have knocked me over with a feather. It was just one of those moments, those just crazy experiences. You go, how has this happened?
Right place at the right time.
Well, couldn't, 30 seconds later, if I just stayed in that shop another 30 seconds, wouldn't have seen him.
No.
That'd be it. But, yeah, my lovely friends whose names I don't know who have the chocolate lab that come to Mayfield Park. Awesome people.
You see them all the time with the dog.
My dog plays with their dog. It's a good time. But this is what we're asking. Who did you bump into on holiday? Let's go to the phones.
We've got Nicole in Warners Bay this morning. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, how you going?
Good. Who did you bump into on holiday?
We went to Disneyland.
Yeah.
And we're walking around. And as you know, it's very, very crowded.
Busy.
And as we're walking along, in the middle of the crowd, I work at a school, and I see another teacher with her family
from the same school.
And we were both everyone was all stressed about the next ride and where they were going. So we had 2 seconds to get one photo. We get this photo in Disneyland. So hi, Kim. Hi, how are you?
And then you run away.
And then we run away. But we do have the photo. We have the photo in Disneyland.
There's photo evidence.
There's evidence that it happened. Great
of all
story.
Places as well, because Disneyland, like you said, so busy.
Couldn't be busier. You run into your workmate.
How funny. Let's go to Lydia in Stockton. Hi, Lydia.
Oh, hey, how you going?
Very well. Who did you bump into on holiday?
Oh, so weird. So I was in Mexico. I went to Cancun and got on a tour bus one morning and went to a theme park called Escarat.
Yep.
Now, this theme park, you swim around. So you actually get into, these, rivers, and you actually do the theme park in the water.
That's cool.
So it's really cool. And you get to certain points, and they've got these maps, and I was like, oh, my God, where am I? So I got out, and I could hear people from Australia, and I was just like, if that was just in itself weird, and I was just trying to work myself around this theme park, and I was like, oh, where are you from? And they said, oh, you know, where I was living on the northern beaches at the time. Yeah. It was in Narrabeen.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, we're from Collaroy. And I was like, oh, wow, okay, my God, I lived on the northern beaches, you know.
As well.
And so we got to talking, and I could sort of tell that they were sort of ethnic, because I've got an Italian background as well.
Yeah.
Like everyone in Sydney, it's like if you're not from Leichhardt, you've been to Leichhardt.
Yeah.
I grew up in Leichhardt. So you bring it up.
So who were they, Lydia?
They lived like on the same.
Oh, you just faded out there. Oh. I'm quite sure what happened.
Lost her, Lydia.
Oh, well.
Let's try Gary in Madawi. Hi, Gary.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Good, mate. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
That's good. Who'd you bump into on holiday?
Well, when I was younger, I backpacked around the world. I bumped into this one guy, and he was around the corner from my cousins.
Oh, he just lived near your cousin?
Well, he didn't know my cousin, but anyway, I that was in San Francisco. I get to New Orleans, and I bumped into him again.
Again?
I go, oh, hey, how you doing? Then I get over to the beer fest over in Germany. I bumped into him. Hey, so we had a beer together.
You're joking.
I'm on my way from Turkey. I'm flying from Turkey to Egypt. He's on the same aeroplane.
Oh,
hey, how you doing?
My God.
I'm looking for a felucca to go down the Nile. And he says, he's at the dock. He's going like, oh, you're looking for someone to go down the boat with? Yeah, so we jump on the boat. Anyway, years later, I'm living in London. And my cousins from where he grew up with.
Yeah.
They were there with me in the Prince of Tech.
He was there.
And I said, oh, you wouldn't believe it. You don't know this guy. I've been him here, there. I said, no, I don't know him. About 2 minutes later, the guy taps me on the shoulder and says, Gary, haven't seen you forever. I said, you know my cousins? This is them.
Oh, my God. Joke. So are you best friends with this guy now, Gary?
No, but he's probably the next caller.
Yeah.
He is. And you know what? We've got him on the line now.
I don't know if we do.
No, we don't.
We've got one more. Have we got time for one more?
Yeah, let's just do it.
Let's go to Fran in Izzo. Hey, Fran.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Very well. Tell us, who did you bump into on holiday?
I ran into a work colleague in Bangkok.
Oh, my God.
My traveling companions and I had gotten to our hotel and we were early, so they sat us in a bar and we were looking very dishevelled.
Yeah.
And my work colleague, I knew she was travelling, but I didn't know we were going past that closely. Her and her husband came walking out of a lift and they were ready to check out.
Oh, my God.
Her husband was in front of her and I'd not met him before, but I knew it was her husband, obviously. So I ran up. I'm quite dark skin and at the time I had long blonde hair. So I go up and I just give this fella a great big massive hug and go, oh, Richard! But it is, I get me back, and he had no clue who I was, but he was just being really kind.
And
then my friend Vicky, she said, oh, this is Fran!
Oh, my God.
Doesn't it just happen so often?
All of the time.
Unbelievable. So many great stories there.
That's hilarious. Hey, what's the goss up next? Now, yesterday, Krivo, we mentioned that Shakira has written a diss song to her ex-husband.
Yes.
She's not the only one doing that at the moment. Miley Cyrus has just released a new song. Big diss to, which Hemsworth was she with? Liam.
That's right.
To Liam Hemsworth.
All right, we'll play a little bit in just a few minutes. You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos with Tyler and Krivo.
Hottest music.
TikTok, turn it up.
It's my favourite.
What's the goss?
UFM. Okay, so Krivo, we're about 2 months away from a new Miley Cyrus album.
Oh, this is exciting because when she brings out music, she does a great job.
She's a very good musician.
Yeah.
She's been raised and taught by the best, obviously.
Obviously.
This new album's called Endless Summer Vacation. But a couple of days ago, she blessed us with a drop of her latest single. It's called Flowers.
Okay,
take
here's
a listen.
A little bit.
Of course, fans can't stop theorising about the message behind the song because this song was dropped on Liam Hemsworth's birthday, which is famously her ex-husband. They were married for like 8 months, but on and off together for 10 years.
Yeah.
So, and Miley has said on the record that it was an effing disaster, that marriage. So the story goes is that Liam Hemsworth dedicated a Bruno Mars song. You know the one, I should have bought you flowers.
That's right, yeah.
Held your hand. So the lyrics to this song is, I can buy my own flowers, write my name in the sand, talk to myself for hours and say things you don't understand. So this is a big diss song to Liam Hemsworth.
Oh,
and it's the perfect way to market a brand new album,
well,
right?
Well, isn't it? Because we're talking about it. And the other, okay, I don't know if you've noticed this. Little side note.
Yeah.
Is her voice getting increasingly masculine?
It's like croaky. She's got like a sexy, husky voice, doesn't she?
Yeah.
I love it.
Pack a day, it feels like. Winnie. Yeah. She loves the Winnie Blues. I don't know what it is about it.
I mean, it's doing her favours. This song has racked up over 30 million streams on Spotify's and has earned her biggest career streaming debut ever.
I think that there is proof her marketing is working.
Tell you what's in for 2023, diss songs. First Shakira, that's right, now Miley. Now
well,
love
she's,
it.
She's getting on board a winning trend, that's for sure.
This is Tyler and Crevo. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
All right, so yesterday I was looking on Reddit in the Newcastle section because I like to see what people are talking about in town.
Because usually Reddit is like the first port of call, right?
Yeah, if something's happened, if there's a loud bang,
go to Reddit.
People are straight on there with their answers and stuff. And this person had said, I'm feeling rather nostalgic. I don't know what it is, but I just feel nostalgic. Does anybody have a copy of the letter to that bloke who was banned from King Street Maccas about 10 years ago?
How can he get banned from Maccas?
Well, this is the thing. I was like, what are people talking about? Anyway, it didn't take long. Like 15 minutes after the question was posed, somebody was there. Yep, it's here on this Instagram. Here's a copy.
Here's
a link. I've got a copy of the letter. It's so entertaining. We've got to get it on the air.
Can you read it to me?
I'm going to read it out on the air. Let's just say that the word mangina is used.
Yes!
That's just a little taste of what is in store. This is a piece of Newcastle folklore that I didn't know about.
Me neither.
And I'm so happy to share it with everyone here on the show next. It's 8:37 as you wake up with the Novos, Tyler and Crevo. So this thing came up on Reddit. Someone asked saying, oh, look, I'm really nostalgic. Does anybody have a copy of the letter to that bloke that got banned from King Street Maccas about 10 years ago?
Yeah.
And I thought, geez, that's a bit of obscure history. Who's going to have that? 10 minutes later, somebody had a link to it.
I wonder if it was like back in the paper back in the day or something, maybe.
I don't know. I don't think it was because what they have is a photo of a physical letter.
Oh, so it's been posted to him, right? Okay.
It's posted. Here, I'll just show you. It's got a big crease through the middle.
Oh, so that's been photocopied.
Yeah, yeah. It's been photocopied or like a picture taken on an older phone.
Yep.
And it's from the 14th of March, 2011. And I'm just going to read out the letter.
Please do.
Because it's awesome. The name and address of who it was to has been redacted.
Right.
Like FBI style with a black, black marker.
Yeah.
It says, hi, blah, blah, blah. Don't know who it is. Further to our discussion earlier and after having liaised with security, we have decided to uphold your 12-month ban from the McDonald's King Street store. Also calling it McDonald's King Street seems rather formal, doesn't it?
It does, but they're just identifying which one you're banned from.
Yeah, exactly. 12 months continued, right?
Wow.
More details have emerged of your behaviour and it would be imprudent of me not to take this seriously.
Oh, my God.
Point one, and these are like the dot points of the behaviour, right?
This
point
sounds
one.
Like a suspension letter.
It's like
you've been
that.
Suspended from school.
You've been a naughty, naughty kid. You repeatedly flashed your, in brackets, mangina to security.
How are you flashing that thing around?
Fair point. Two, you drank alcohol on the premises.
Naughty.
That's wrong. Can't do that.
Yep.
Three, you returned 4 fileto fish, each time asking to talk to the fisherman responsible.
Now, that's just humour. If you don't understand someone's good sense of humour, you're an idiot.
Can you imagine this person? I want to talk to the fisherman responsible for this.
Especially to the poor junior who's doing a night shift being like, can you just please rack off?
Okay, and then, as security escorted you out, you dived onto the ground pretending to have been pushed and faked a seizure.
Oh, my God.
Kind regards, Darren Watford, store manager.
On your Daz. Honestly, the last point where he dives into the ground gives big energy circa me 2009 when I used to play soccer. I used to like slide tackle people and they used to pretend to fall over and get injured. I'm like, wake up, idiot.
It's very soccer player.
You're not injured.
Isn't it?
It is. They're milking it. He's milking it, isn't he?
I wish I knew who this was to.
I was just about to say the same thing. I wonder if he's still rolling around getting kicked out of other Maccas.
If anyone knows, get in touch with
Please
the show.
Please let us know. Hit us up on Instagram. Give us a call. We want to know who this bloke is and see how he's going now.
I'd love to know.
Totally.
Or if you're a witness that night or something.
Even better.
It was the 14th of March 2011 when the letter came out, so it's probably like a night or two before or a bit before
couple,
that.
At least a week.
Exactly. If anyone knows anything, we'd love to know.
I want to know. Fill us in.
Definitely.
I feel like we've just been involved in a part of Newcastle history that we didn't know about before.
I had no idea about
now
this.
Now we're in on it.
Definitely. Well, thanks for indulging me with that. Next, though, we're just going to do a bit of an update on earlier in the show.
Yeah, we had a poll on our Instagram at @thenovos_. You can still get involved and vote. Earlier in the show, we had a chat about whether or not it's right or wrong to dock your pay for being on your phone on the job.
Yeah, this happened down in Melbourne, I think it was.
It was, and I feel like the results of this poll are going to, well, for you, Creevo, are going to drive you mad.
Ooh, okay, all right, details next. You're waking up with a Novo.
Yeah, so earlier in the show, Creevo, we were discussing, talking about a student in Melbourne who was complaining to Fair Work about getting 5 hours of work docked from his pay because his boss caught him on his phone for 5 hours during his shift.
Now, this is on the cameras, obviously. Now, I know that he is doing the wrong thing.
Totally.
But I don't think you can cut someone's pay. You just can't cut it like that.
We put a poll up on our Instagram. Do you think this is right or wrong? Mm. A lot of people, 55% of voters are saying it's totally fine.
So, okay, it's significantly more than half, but not by a lot.
No, we did get a lot of messages on our Instagram about it as well. Sarah was saying this depends on how long you've been on the phone for. It doesn't look professional, so some action is required. It raises the question of docking pay for smoke breaks as well, though, which I am on board for. Adrian hit us up saying, hell to the yes. Having worked in hospitality and currently working in retail, the rule is, it's old school rule, if you've got time to lean, you've got time to clean. I totally agree. There is always something to be doing. And this guy was working on a public holiday, so he was on $60 an hour.
Yeah.
Lost $300 worth of pay because he was on his phone for 5 hours.
I'd be interested to see what Fair Work decides in this.
Yeah.
Whether it goes the way of the worker or the boss. We'll keep you up to date like when we find out.
Absolutely. And I feel like it all depends on the rules that were already set in place. Like if the rules were no phones on the job,
you might be able to do it.
I don't see any problem with docking his pay.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, the people have spoken. You can continue to vote @thenovos_ if you want to have your say in this. We're pretty much done for today.
Done for the day. Happy hump day.
Indeed. Right after us, 105 commercial free. And we've got some absolute bangers for you. This still slaps.
Absolutely does. From Babe Rexha. And I feel like you got to turn this bit back up, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Here we go. Here we go.
Wait for the dwarf. And of course, an absolute banger of a remix from I'm Blue.
Yeah.
From Eiffel 65. Also this. This comes for higher, even if we're just dancing in. A bit of the boss.
Why not?
Love that for a hump day. Dancing in the dark in the mix after 9 o'clock. Also this.
I'm a fan.
Yeah, and you know what? Musicians these days just love making what's old is new again.
It's just the way it is.
Make
isn't
your
it?
Own stuff. I mean, it still slaps.
I still like it as well. That's it from us. Have a great day. Have a great Wednesday. Catch you tomorrow.
See ya. I've been listening to your
show on the radio. You've been listening to Tyler and Creevo, the Novos.
Would you like some more?
Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts,
or newfm.com.au to get more now.